So all the major indices now, and even those much smaller indices, are all below their 50-day moving averages. So when things change, I want to change as well. You don't have to have 100% certainty to interact well with the market. Virtually nobody that I know of or ever heard of can make money all day, every day, consistently, every single day, forever.
You're listening to Last Week in the Market, the podcast for self-guided, independent traders. Hey, everybody, what's happening? Thanks for listening in. I'm Sean Vincent. I am the voice of Last Week in the Market. Soon we'll be talking to Adam Sarhan. He is the brains behind Last Week in the Market. I didn't talk to you last week. I was up to my eyeballs. Didn't have the time. But we wanted to get to you today, at the beginning of this week, to kind of give you a look back and then look forward on what was going to happen this week. By the time Adam and I recorded this morning, the QQQs and all the major indices, for that matter, broken support. The Qs are down below the 50-day moving average. That means that there's been a shift in the market. Things are a little bit different. We're going to talk about what that means. We're also going to talk about the real value of the AMP trading system, one of the real values, which is making your decisions on when you're going to sell before the price gets there. That's how we use our protective stops. That's how we manage our emotion. It's how we manage our risk in this endeavor. We're going to talk about that today and more. But before we get to all of that, remember that in the market, the past does not predict the future. No results are typical, and there is inherent risk when trading in the market. This podcast is for educational purposes and does not constitute financial advice. It's Monday, April 15th, 2024, tax day. Here's what's happening so far this week in the market. You heard me say it a few minutes before. After a few weeks of sideways motion, we've broken support in all the major indices. The QQQ is down below the 50. All that said, we're not that far off the recent high. We're going to watch and see, is this downturn going to continue, or do we have an upturn again in our near future? Last time we recorded was a Thursday afternoon or a Thursday morning, and you had said that, hey, we don't know what's going to happen in the next hour. Things could change by the end of the day. They could change by the end of the week. And by the time we published, things had changed. Some news came out of the Fed that they weren't as excited or thinking that they're going to lower interest rates as soon as maybe everyone hoped. That sent some things going wobbly. And it's been a funny week since. And then since we decided that we talk this afternoon, this morning, which is Monday morning, April 15th, the QQQs broke support. It broke below the 50-day moving average.
Yes. So it's never a dull moment on Wall Street, Sean. That's the big picture. There's always something happening, always something exciting. That's hence the attraction, the appeal, and the opportunity. Mm-hmm. There's always an opportunity to make money. And that's the beauty of the market. Now, that being said, virtually nobody that I know of or ever heard of can make money all day, every day, consistently, every single day, forever. So understanding there's balance, there's risk, and there's reward is really, really important to defining and creating an approach that works for you, the listener. And that's the key here. The magic sauce, this holy grail, it's figuring out what works for you. So that being said, you know, we had the events over the weekend in the Middle East. You're probably going to have some kind of retaliation. The situation is not over. I probably give it a 99.9% chance that there's going to be more action there. And right. All that is noise. The reality is that the market has been moving sideways for the last 4 or 5 weeks since the beginning of March. It's been about a month now, a little over a month. And we've had a environment shift from a overtly greedy environment. The CNN Fear and Greed Index was near full, you know, max greed. Now it's back towards fear. It's neutral, but heading towards fear. And that's normal. So it's not the news that matters, whether it's the Middle East or it's earnings or it's the, you know, inflation last week or the jobs report the week before or whatever. That's the news is secondary. It's the reaction to the news that makes people money and or loses people money. So we've been thankfully very fortunate to have done very well being aligned with the market since, you know, really since last year. And in March of last year, we turned bullish. We had 275 cup and handle patterns come out. You know, I published that on Zero Hedge and on Fine Leading Stocks. And then we had a nice rally. And then summertime came, July, August, up until October was more defensive. And then November, we had that huge rally begin all the way up until March. Right. And now we've been moving sideways the last few weeks to digest that move. In fact, at the end of March, I said, hey, we're up 5 months in a row. Most likely, we're due to pull back here. It's not normal to see the market go up every single month for five straight months.
That's right. That was the message of our last podcast together, was things are bullish still, but this is unusual, and we're looking out for it.
Correct. So when you're armed with that knowledge, you're able to see things and anticipate your reaction to things differently. I don't predict what's going to happen. You know, a lot of big banks give out predictions of where they expect Wall Street to be at the end of the year. I don't know what I'm eating for dinner tonight, let alone where the market's going to be in a year or what the market's going to do in an hour. You know, it's the middle of the day now. Who knows where we close? We could have a huge reversal up or down on any given day. And that's just the reality of the situation. That's okay. You don't have to have 100% certainty to interact well with the market. So the idea there is just to reduce your losses, you know, keep your losses small. And then when you're wrong, and let your winners win. When you're right, let them run. So when you invest, Sean, we had a big run for 5 months. Now we're heading into earnings season. It's still very early in earnings season. So far, we need more data. The NASDAQ's breaking below the 50-day moving average, not the end of the world in and of itself. But if more leaders start breaking down, and then the NASDAQ breaks down below 432, which has been a level, which it's below now, but we'll see if that level holds. It was a low from last month in March. Then we have a situation where, oh, all of a sudden, things have changed. And then it becomes the stack. You're in the legal world. The way, you know, the preponderance of the evidence is the legal terms, I believe, to look at everything. It's not just one piece of evidence that matters. It's the preponderance of the weight of the, whatever word you want to use.
The totality of the evidence.
Thank you for that. Yeah. So it's the totality of the evidence that really helps move the needle and helps people make more informed and better investment decisions that have a higher probability of being right. So when things change, like today, today's a Monday, the 15th of April, it's a big change where the NASDAQ broke the 50 intraday. We'll see where we close, but it's on track to break the 50, taking out that 432 level that we said was support. All right, not the end of the world. Sometimes you see the NASDAQ, the S&P, whatever it is, break the 50 and stay below the 50 for a few days or a few weeks and then recover. And the S&P is breaking the 50 also, by the way. So you're in a situation where, and the Dow already broke the 50. So you're in a situation now, the Russell broke the 50. So you're in a situation now, and the mid-caps broke the 50. So all the major indices now, and even the smaller indices, are all below their 50-day moving averages. That's the first time that's happened since the rally began in November.
Sure. And you're talking numbers there. You said below 432, you're talking specifically about the QQQ with that number.
Correct. The NASDAQ with that 432 level is a QQQ. And then if you look at the 50-day moving average, you can get that on any charting service for free. Just type in MDY for the mid caps.
Sure, it's 437 for the Qs.
QQQ, right, yeah, yeah, it's exactly. The 50-day moving average for the Qs would be 437. Yeah, 96, somewhere in that area. So either way, the 50-day moving average broke, and that's a big level of support. Okay, great. All the indices now broke below the 50. That should be noted. So that's a bearish event, not bullish. So that's a bearish piece of evidence that comes up. Now the question is, do we stay below there or do we recover? Many times we recover. We'll see if this time is different. Now, if the situation spirals out of control in the Middle East or we get lousy earnings or, you know, enter any other negative headline, we could be in for a much bigger pullback. But for now, as of this weekend report, the NASDAQ, the S&P were only 2.5-3% below their record highs. That's really bullish,
right?
Especially after a big run-up. But now things are changing, Sean, so we have to change as well. And the whole idea is to be aligned or in harmony with the money, with the market. I always like to joke around. Instead of the word harmony, I say harmony with the market. So when things change, I want to change as well. So I'll begin to be a little bit more defensive. I have my stops set over the weekend before the market even opens, so I'm prepared. And if things start breaking down, I'll be liquidating, taking money off the table, locking in gains, which thankfully I've been able to do, and walk out and let tomorrow come and preserve those gains, because we had a very good 5 months.
So you just talked about liquidating and locking in those gains. And tell me if I'm right here with the amped trading strategy, you liquidate by setting your stops. And as the market conditions have changed over the last few weeks, I assume that you revisit your stops and you tighten them if you feel like that's appropriate. And then when the market turns like it does today, then those stops trigger and you liquidate, you turn into cash, hopefully whatever gains you've gotten from that one, if you've been in them long enough. And then and that's actually good news because that's the system working. That's how you realize the gains that you've had is when the market turns and your carefully strategically set stops get triggered, then you cash out.
Yeah. I mean, tell us your story. I know you had some stops, some go off last week and you were busy with work and
Yeah, exactly. And you mentioned I'm in the legal business. I was in trial all last week. And when you're in a trial, the situation's kind of 14 hours a day, fully engaged, no downtime kind of thing. So there's really no time to sit and play around and you know, study your positions and everything. So you have to just kind of let it go. And it's funny, at the same time, one of our listeners had reached out and said, hey, I'm going to be on a 2-week vacation. And what's maintenance mode when you're doing the AM strategy? And I thought, well, maintenance mode is the same thing that you've been doing, hopefully, which is you're in the positions that you want to be in and you know what you're willing to risk. You know, you've set your stops to where you're comfortable with them and you've changed them as you've realized profit or not realized profit, but as the stocks have gone up and you brought your stops up above break even and then locked in some profit with them. You're managing those probably on a weekly basis. You're probably not changing them all the time, but you're keeping your eye on them so that when you have a week where you're busy or you're on vacation and you either can't or don't want to be keeping your eye on it all the time, that's fine because you've already managed your risk and you already know what your portfolio heat is. What's the maximum that you're going to lose if things go south while you're not watching and all of your stops get triggered?
Yeah, Sean, think about this. The decision is going to be made regardless, whether you make it in advance by preparing or you make it in real time, reacting or panicking, or you make it after the fact and you miss the quote unquote exit point that you wanted to exit at. Either way, at some point in time, the decision is going to be made. The only question becomes is when do you want to make that decision to buy, sell, or hold? That's it. So if you can make that decision in advance, which is what I've learned to do, you're preparing to win. Ben Franklin's got the great line. You've heard me say this a million times. I'll say it another million times in my life. You're either preparing to win or you're not. And by not, you're preparing to fail. So he said it more eloquently. He says, by failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. So I want to prepare to win. So over the weekend, when the markets are closed, I've got the levels in place. I've got my stops set. And if I get hit, I get hit. But that's protective. That's either locking in gains, protecting my money, or getting out with a small loss. But the decision is made before the market moves. Enter any other news headline you want. That's why for me, the headline doesn't matter. It's the what matters, not the why. Why something happened doesn't matter to me. What I care about is what is happening in the market.
Yeah. And we were talking a little bit about my particular situation because I had shared with you that I had some stops that got triggered last week. I've had a stop triggered today. And I've got one that's within 0.3% of being triggered. But you know what? If that one hits, I will have locked in almost 15% gain on that one.
So
not bad, right? And then my spreadsheet set up so that I can see the ones that got triggered. I can see where they got triggered and where they're at now. And I'm very grateful in each one of those scenarios that they triggered when they did and that I'm not just getting to it now and deciding, oh, shoot, I should have sold those last week. Because I did. And they went down from there. And so that's one of the huge strengths of the AMP trading system is that when things get volatile and unstable, and let's just face it, right? When things start to move like they did, like when you have a day where the QQQ starts above the 21-day moving average and now is twice as far below it, below the 50 as it was above it this morning, mm-hmm. you get emotional, right?
Of course.
You can get caught up in the frenzy. Yeah. But right. if you know that your choices are already made, then I'm not doing anything today. And in fact, I just reviewed all my stops, and I'm as happy with where they are now as I was, you know, the weekend before last when I reviewed them and changed a couple of things. So
yeah, and the key is what, Sean? The decision's already made in advance.
Yeah, so it's confidence.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
And so I guess, you know, we'll be back again at the end of this week mm-hmm. on Friday afternoon, probably to talk about where we've gone, and we'll have heard some comments from the Fed at some point this week. We'll have, you know, something new will happen in the Middle East, I'm pretty sure. And we're going to be watching to see not what the news is, but how the market reacts to it. And then that's going to set our sense of what these market conditions are, and that M and AMPT is for market conditions. And that, as you said, we want to be aligned with that.
100%. And as long as you can do that over time, you can do very well. You're not going to catch every big move up or down. You don't have to, but over time you'll capture a lot of them. And then the bulk of the move is the goal, not to pick the exact top or the exact bottom tick. That's virtually impossible to do consistently over and over and over again. But you don't have to. You just want to capture the bulk of the move, and you'll do very, very well, as long as you follow the rules.
All right, friends, that's the podcast for today. Thanks for listening through to the end. The markets are closed now. Things didn't get any better since we recorded this. We're going to keep our eyes open for the rest of the week. We'll be back with you on Friday to give our look back at the week just passed. Until then, as Adam always says, keep your losses small. Let your winners fly.
So I want to prepare to win.